There are several components to this bill. There's the government-issued photo ID requirement to cast a ballot. There's the banning of election ballot drop boxes, certain donations to election authorities, and audits of voter records, as well as doing away with paper ballots, making paper ballots only a thing beginning in 2024. There's also a provision about no excuse absentee voting for up to 2 weeks prior to an election. And it would get rid of Missouri's presidential preference primary and instead move to a caucus system. So I want to start off, Denise, let's start off with what are your biggest concerns about this bill?
Thanks so much for having me, Elisa. You know, House Bill 1878 was truly breathtaking in the variety of ways that it undermines our elections, it upsets the balance of powers in elections, and it creates needless barriers to participation for Missouri's voters in a whole host of ways by hampering voter registration drives, making it illegal to help people get absentee ballot applications, enshrining an unconstitutional photo ID requirement, even allowing the Secretary of State to order voters removed from the voter rolls at his discretion, allowing partisan lawmakers to have a role in challenges to voting laws in the courts, opening the doors to privately conducted audits, and more. We are really disappointed that Governor Parsons signed this legislation that is going to create not just confusion for Missouri's voters, but undue and needless barriers to participation. We should be working to make Missouri's elections more accessible, not less.
Talk about why the voter ID requirement is unconstitutional, in your opinion.
Sure. Well, first, let me say this piece of legislation, House Bill 1878, started out as a 7-page photo ID bill. And that's bad enough because the Missouri Supreme Court has already concluded that eliminating the vast majority of forms of ID that Missourians can currently use to verify their identity at the polls is unconstitutional. But this bill, House Bill 1878, turned from a 7-page photo ID bill to a more than 80-page omnibus voter suppression bill that attacks and undermines our elections processes across the board. With respect to the voter identification requirements, I want to make one thing clear. This debate is not about whether Missouri voters need to identify themselves at the polls. Missouri is already a voter ID state. Missouri has already been a voter ID state. What this legislation does is eliminate many forms of ID that Missourians use to verify their identity at the polls, including a voter registration card sent from the election authority verifying that you're a valid registered voter in that upcoming election. That card has all kinds of valuable information on it. It verifies your eligibility to vote. It tells you where your polling place is. And that's one of the reasons that many Missourians rely upon it. It also eliminates a student ID from a Missouri college or university that many students in Missouri rely on to cast their ballots, as well as other government documents that adequately verify people's identities. This provision leaves basically just the kind of ID that you have to get at the DMV, and it has to be unexpired. So think about our senior citizens who may have driver's licenses that are fully accurate, but they may be expired and have been relying on those expired IDs to verify their identities at the polls. Those are the folks that will be left out by this legislation. Think about voters with disabilities who don't drive, or low-wage workers who may rely on public transportation, don't have cars, don't otherwise have a need for a driver's license. These are all the folks that will be left out by this legislation. And the reason this requirement has been found unconstitutional is because it can be difficult and in some cases impossible to get the kind of ID that's needed at the DMV. The truth of the matter is, in almost every lawsuit I've brought challenging photo ID laws around the country, my clients have all had some valid form of ID, but just not that form of ID that they have to get at the DMV. And because of difficulties getting those underlying documents, we're not able to get that one particular form of ID. We know that these laws nationwide disproportionately impact voters of color who are twice as likely to lack a non-expired state ID and have greater barriers to getting them, voters with disabilities, senior citizens, and low-wage workers.
Representative Simmons, the bill sponsor, said if the photo ID provisions, this is striking to me when he said this, but he said if the photo ID provisions are struck down in a court battle, then the no excuse absentee voting provisions would be eliminated. I'd like to know what you think of this, and are you prepping for a court battle?
We are prepping for a court battle. We believe that many provisions of House Bill 1878 are unconstitutional, infringe on the fundamental right to vote, and infringe on the free speech and free association rights of organizations that help voters get access to the voting process. And that's one reason that we have sounded the alarm on the no excuse absentee voting provision. Let me be clear. Missouri is long overdue for no excuse absentee voting. The vast majority of states, 35 states plus the District of Columbia, allow any voter to cast an absentee ballot without providing a specific reason to the government. Missouri's law is one of the most strict in the country. In Missouri, you're only allowed to cast an absentee ballot if you meet one of six reasons that you cannot go to the polls on Election Day. The compromise added into House Bill 1878 allows some Missouri voters to cast a no-excuse absentee ballot, but only those who are able to get to their election office in person, typically during working hours, and only those 2 weeks before Election Day, leaving out people that need to get those ballots at home, people with chronic health conditions, people with disabilities, people who have to work and can't get to that election office, people who lack transportation. But even more, the provision is tied to the unconstitutional photo ID provision. And if a court strikes the photo ID provision, no excuse absentee voting will not be available for anyone in Missouri.
Denise Lieberman, the director and general counsel for the Missouri Voter Protection Coalition, joins Show Me today to talk about a bill that has been signed into law. It makes sweeping changes to the state's election system. And she says they are prepping for a court battle on this. Let's talk about the voter registration provisions. What can you tell me? What problems do you have with those?
Many of the Missouri Voter Protection Coalition's partners are deeply concerned about provisions in House Bill 1878 that limit voter registration activities. And what this measure does is provide that nobody can be paid or otherwise compensated for doing voter registration. This will really grind to a halt voter registration drives that may be organized by organizations that have staff. Grind to a halt voter registration drives that are attendant to organizations' other activities. During the pandemic, for example, we partnered with food pantries and organizations that were providing supplies and health services to communities. And along with those services, they included voter registration. It was a great way to meet people where they were at. To the extent that those activities are organized by staff, like staff at the League of Women Voters who organize voter registration drives at community events around town, those would be illegal under this provision.
Could it still be done if it was a volunteer-based thing and not a paid thing or not?
Yes. House Bill 1878 doesn't prohibit people from doing voter registration, but it prohibits anyone from being paid or otherwise compensated for doing so. So it would allow volunteers to do voter registration. However, it would require those volunteers, if they intend to register 10 or more people in any election cycle, to register with the state as a voter registration solicitor. This requires them to fill out a form, and that form has to be signed, and so it can only be submitted by fax or by mail or in another way that they can get their signature on that document. And again, many of these drives are organized on the back end by staff that help coordinate these volunteers. It's quite a burden to place on volunteers to require them to self-organize, and it will mean that many voter registration drives will grind to a halt in Missouri.
Are there provisions, any provisions in the bill that you think are good?
Yes. House Bill 1878 contains 80 pages of provisions that affect elections in Missouri. Several of them are proactive and much needed reforms. For example, there is a provision that allows voters who have moved from one county to another to update their registrations at the polls. This is a long overdue reform needed in Missouri. We know as part of our election protection efforts, the most common call we get on election day is from voters who have moved just from one county to another and have found themselves out of luck because they didn't re-register to vote in their new county. This would allow them to update their registrations at the polls, and it would allow registrations that take place at the Department of Motor Vehicles, for example, to be electronically transmitted, facilitating the process of folks who register at those locations. However, while those provisions are much needed reforms, the damaging impacts of House Bill 1878 overall far outweigh those positive reforms.
All right, Denise Lieberman with the Missouri Voter Protection Coalition. We will be back with more after this. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.